Here we go. Yo, what's up? Happy Monday, y'all, which I'm not a particular fan of Mondays, but Monday is going to come whether I like it or not, right? How do I describe this? It's like after you've been home all weekend and like and just chilling and just lounging around and take a nap whenever you feel like it. I mean, get up, go out, whatever, stretch your legs, whatever. Coming back to a week after that, I mean, it like takes some, for me, it takes some getting used to. By like, I don't know, like tomorrow, Wednesday, I'll be back on schedule with like work and everything, like, you know what I mean? And it's just basically just getting up and beating yourself back into shape after you've been lazy, after you had the luxury of just being lazy all weekend. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, man. Like, yo, I've started The Handmaid's Tale. And yo, I've heard good things about it. This show is good. I'm only two episodes in. This show is good. I didn't know what it was about, but just the concept of having one man having basically they're holding these girls fucking hostage because they can't leave they can't leave. So basically this one man is in charge of impregnating. Like fucking, I don't know how many women are there, but it's like really crazy and like controlling. It's like a real controlling environment, and at times like it looks like it's scary. At times you would be horrified because I guess if you don't do what you're supposed to, if you don't do as you're told, you get sent off somewhere, and there's a good chance that you're not coming back and you're not gonna live. So yeah, man. Like, yo, that shit is weird. I didn't know it was like this. Or well, I would have been watched it. I mean, like I would have been on watching it because it's been around for a while, I think. Nah, man, but yeah, it's a good show. I got some stories, and I'm gonna get into it. I'm not gonna rush, but I do want to get back to the show. Yeah, I can't have it. I can't have the shit playing in the background while I'm recording. So, nah, man, like, see, as a courtesy to y'all, yo, teen murderer who knifed a classmate to death dies in prison, age 31. Jesus, a killer who murdered a classmate at their suburban Miami middle school 17 years ago has died in prison. Michael Hernandez died on Thursday. He's 31. Died on Thursday, which they didn't. The Department of Corrections did not give a cause of death. I mean, TV reported WFOR TV reported that Hernandez died from a drug overdose. Now, I mean, it said he was seen on video collapsing, and that no foul play is suspected in his death. Hernandez was serving a life sentence for the February 2004 murder of Jamie Goff when they were both 14-year-old. How do you have 14? How do you have murder? And you're like, I don't know. Hernandez lured Jamie into a handicapped bathroom stall before school with the promise to show him something. He then pulled out a knife and stabbed him more than 40 times and slit his throat. That's just pure evil. That's just pure evil. Jeez. Now, I mean, he then pulled out a, yeah, goddamn. Then hid the knife in a secret compartment in his backpack and went to class. Shit, he did that shit and went to class like nothing fucking happened. That's a cold motherfucker, man. Like, that's a fucking, yeah. Woof. I'm glad he was off the streets. At least they caught who did it because it's a good chance that, Shit, it's a good chance that he just could have slipped out of the bathroom. They could have found the body, and they like and never found out who did it in a large school. If you were in a large, yeah, He could have just slipped. Yeah, damn. Oh, they noticed blood on Hernandez. Oh, he got blood on him. Like, yeah, man. Say shit. Things happen for a reason. His ass got caught, and his ass was off the motherfucking streets. Not because that probably would have been the first of many. Something as gruesome as that. You know what I mean? Like, you're satisfying something, and eventually, the need to satisfy again is gonna come back. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Yeah, shit. Hey, rotten to hell, you piece of shit, murderer. Yo, for that, I'll take a sip, man. Fuck, man. You know what else is a fucking downer about fucking Mondays? It's just fucking like, it's dealing with everybody else that hates Mondays just as much as you do. Nobody's trying to make anybody laugh. Everybody's just going through the same miserable shit. Just in their own fucking way. Yo, next up. Yo, fired worker returned to restaurant with gun, allegedly killed two employees. Damn. That motherfucker wasn't playing. Yo, people need their job, man. People got families, and y'all just playing with people's fucking employment and shit. Like, there's stories about this happening. This is not the first time it's happened, and it's definitely not the last. Because if you were a bunch of fucking assholes as employers in the first place the whole time, and he's fucking taking it, you know what I mean? And he's fucking just taking shit because he need a job. Like, yo, most motherfuckers don't understand. Like, most bosses don't understand that, or they act like they don't understand that. Yo, I really don't want to be here for you to be making me really, really, really not want to be here. I'm just here because you're fucking paying me. I really don't like this shit. There's a lot of people, I mean, that feel like that. I mean, but I guess if you're a boss, certain things got to get done a certain way. Maybe he was just a bad employee. Maybe. I mean, like, maybe. But a lot of employers don't understand. Like, yo, like, I'm fortunate to be at a job where, of course, I got to follow directions. You know what I mean? But I can also voice my opinion when something is bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, because we all men. I work with all men, and we are. I mean, like, yo, we don't have to bite our tongue. I mean, it doesn't mean I'm not gonna do it. You know what I mean? But I'm telling you right now, this is bullshit. I mean, and that makes things not easier, but it makes it like, that you can voice your opinion. Like, you know what I mean? Like that. And it'll be like, yeah, duly noted. Yo. A worker had been fired from Duck Creek Kitchen and Bar in Wisconsin, returned to restaurant where he allegedly killed two employees and wounded a third. He was going for three bodies. About 50 people were eating in the restaurant in Ashwaubenon. Damn, I nailed that shit. Near Green Bay at the time of Saturday evening shooting. Brown County Sheriff Todd Delane said at a news conference on Monday, the restaurant is located inside a Radisson Hotel. That could have got a lot uglier, man. That could have been a lot fucking uglier. Maybe he knew who he wanted to shoot. Somebody was snitching on him. I mean, or somebody that's just known for getting people in trouble with the fucking with the management. I mean, like, maybe after the suspect walked into the Duck Creek Kitchen and Bar, he headed toward a waiter station, which is open to the public, and allegedly shot and killed two employees at close range with a 9mm handgun. How much you want to bet that these two employees were kicking his back in that probably got him fired in the first fucking place? Know what I mean? Damn. The slain employees were identified as Ian Simpson and Jacob Bartell. The suspect then left the restaurant and went outside the complex where he allegedly shot a third restaurant employee, 28-year-old. Yeah, these guys were probably fucking like part of the reason why he got fucking fired. Or maybe it could go either way. Or maybe he was just in a fucking maybe he just was a shitty fucking employee. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, maybe. Radisson Group. We are working closely with the leadership, and yeah, our hearts are broken for the families of the victims, which is fucked up because the people that you shot, they probably got a family that they're trying to support also, and they just coming to work. And if you work in a restaurant, you probably don't make that much. You know what I mean? Like, so it's probably, you're probably dealing with shitty people for shit pay and whatever. You're just trying to get through a fucking shift, and a guy comes in and fucking shoots you. You know what I mean? Because he lost his job. You're trying not to lose yours. And yeah, fuck, man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's fucked up, man. Yo, yeah, man. Like, yo, people do not like, yo, you get home and you start, and you, what if you get home and you tell your fucking wife, like, yo, I lost my job. Now she's jacking, yucky, how are we gonna get? And you're just like, oh, fuck it. You grab the gun, one in the chamber, know what I mean? And you think you're gonna go in there and ask for your job back, maybe? Maybe try to see if you can smooth things over. I mean, and you're just like, you know what? Fuck it. I mean, gun comes out the glove box. I mean, and you know what? Fuck this job. Y'all didn't deserve me any fucking way. Yo, and for that, I will take a fucking sip. Mellow today, man. I'm not all charged up. I'm charged up, but it's under the surface. Yeah, it's beneath the fucking surface. A Florida police investigate principal who paddled 6-year-old girl. Now, see, that's what you can't do nowadays, which is probably for the best. You know what I mean? And what is a 6-year-old? How's a 6-year-old girl? What is she doing? This is what I say about teachers. You know what I mean? Like, oh. It's your job to do something to hold the kids' fucking attention. I mean, especially little kids. I mean, which you, you're sitting there talking to them about something, and you're not being interesting at all. Their mind is gonna wander. They're gonna get fidgety, and this is just what's gonna happen. I mean, like if you're a teacher, if you're a good teacher, you're supposed to find a way to keep the kids engaged. And not have to discipline them like that. Know what I mean? Because it's on you. It's your job to keep the kids' attention. Know what I mean? You're talking some bullshit. They just want to go home and play with fucking toys, and you're sitting here fucking talking bullshit. You're holding them up. They want to get out of here. They're just like young adults when they're at work. Know what I mean? they're just little adults, but they're just like us when we're at work. Like, I don't want to hear this bullshit, man. Just tell me what I gotta do so I can get the fuck out of here. Know what I mean? Yo, Florida elementary school principal is under investigation for paddling a 6-year-old student who allegedly damaged their computer, according to, it's a 6-year-old. I mean, the child's mother recorded the corporal punishment with their cell phone. The young girl can be heard sobbing as the principal and another female school employee hold her against the table and then strike her 3 times. How the fuck can you as a mother sit there and record that shit and not tell the motherfuckers, you better not lay one fucking hand on my fucking kid? You know what I mean? I'm mad just reading this shit. Like, yo, you don't touch my fucking kid. I mean, and you know what? You know what? If you feel that type of way that he's so disruptive, if you feel that type of way that my child is so fucking disruptive that you, a grown ass person, can't handle a fucking child, know what I mean? Then you know what? You send him home. Send him home to me for the rest of the fucking day. Know what I mean? Or send him home with to his mother. Know what I mean? Like, send him home. Know what I mean? Because, and then we're gonna talk about how you can't do your job properly. And yeah. Know what I mean? If you feel like you gotta do this much, then you probably shouldn't be in school. Know what I mean? This was the principal though, it wasn't a teacher, which is even worse because they're supposed to have like the most experience dealing with children. Know what I mean? Like most teachers are young teachers. Know what I mean? It doesn't make it right for them putting their hands on a student. but a principal, somebody that's probably been dealing with children for the better half of fucking like 10, 15, 20 years, they should know better. They should know better. The prosecutor's office is weighing whether to file. I would fuck that principal up. Don't touch my fucking child. Point blank, period. I mean, like, yo, if you can't handle one student as a principal who's been working with children for 20 years plus, which I'm assuming, you know what I mean? Like, then yeah, send them home. Send them home to me. You know what I mean? And yeah. The fuck is wrong with these people putting their hands on other folks' kids? Back in the day, I guess you could get a it's justified. Know what I mean? Back in the day, it's justified. Shit, back in the day, if you were in a neighborhood and the neighbor caught you cursing, they'll fucking like, yeah, they can fucking discipline you. Know what I mean? But not today. It's a new fucking day. Yo, this is fucking incredible to me. It says, woman who didn't know she was pregnant gives birth on flight to Hawaii. How the fuck did you not know you were pregnant? I mean, most girls, without even most girls, within like I don't know, within like a few weeks, maybe like a month, like that first month, they automatically know when they start getting like the morning sickness and all that shit, and their body just feels different. I mean, or they miss their fucking period or something like that. Most girls know, even if it's their first fucking birth, even if it's their first fucking pregnancy, they just know the change in their fucking body. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, I don't know how. Shit, man. On Wednesday, somewhere over the Pacific, a woman who didn't know she was who didn't know she was pregnant gave birth to a baby boy. Congratulations, though. Now, I mean, Lavinia Lavimoga was flying from Salt Lake City to Honolulu on April 28th for a vacation when she gave birth to her son. He arrived early at just 29 weeks in gestation. Damn. Luckily, the doctor from Hawaii, a doctor from Hawaii, and three neonatal intensive care unit nurses from North Kansas City Hospital were also on board. Wow, lucky. Very lucky. We're also on board a 7-hour Delta flight to help Munga deliver her baby. Wow. Yeah, lucky she had a doctor and some fucking nurses on the fucking. We were halfway through the flight and we heard someone call out for medical help. Know what I mean? A NICU nurse. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, North Kansas City Hospital NICU nurse, which specializes in fucking delivering kids and newborns. Know what I mean? Lanny Banfield said it in a release. I went to see what was going on, and I see her there holding a baby in her hands, and it's a little, oh, it's a premature. Oh, look at the picture. It's a little thing. Oh, beautiful. Banfield and the other neonatal nurses cared for Munga and Raymond for 3 hours until the flight landed in Honolulu. They were transported to whatever. They don't need to know. You don't need to know what hospital they went to. But yeah, the baby was healthy, and that's all that fucking matters. That's a wonderful story. That's a feel-good story. For that, I'll take a sip. Yeah, why not, right? Why not? Somebody's got a case of the Mondays. Yo, we used to say that shit every time at this other job, every fucking Monday. Yo, and that's the it helps. It helps when you work with people that you can laugh with through the shit. That make it anytime you work with somebody that you bond with and that you could joke about the bullshit. Know what I mean? It always fucking helps. Know what I mean? It really does. Like, just somebody that understands that I'm here just like you and I don't want to do this shit either. And it makes you fucking, yeah, it makes it easier. Makes it feel better. Shit. Misery loves company, right? Yeah, but yeah, man. Congratulations to that girl. And how lucky was she to have a fucking doctor and some fucking nurses on the goddamn on the plane with her. Shit, what are the odds? Yo, Boxer Verdejo charged with killing woman pregnant with this child. Jesus. And what's odd about this shit is that it's nothing odd about it. It's just the fact that somebody who's like can be has the potential to be lethal with his fucking hands has a fucking like flies off. I'm assuming he just flew off the handle and didn't realize that, or maybe he did the shit on purpose. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, we're gonna find out though. But yo, like, it's some cases where professional fighters, or yeah, it's some cases where they have to get their fucking hands registered as fucking lethal weapons. Not all cases call for that. You know what I mean? But some cases do. You know what I mean? Like, have your hands registered as a lethal fucking weapon. I think there was one guy back in the I think there was one guy back in the day, and they always used to say, they used to always tell us that he was crazy, like, I don't know, military, some shit or some shit like that. And there's like, yo, his hands is registered. What does that mean? That means his hands is registered as a lethal weapon. I was like, oh shit, stay the fuck away from him. You know what I mean? And he I guess I want to say he was going through some PTSD shit. You know what I mean? Anyway, and motherfuckers just knew not to fuck with him. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Boxer Verdejo, charged with killing woman pregnant with his child who represented Puerto Rico in the 2012 Olympic Games. Jesus, he's nice. You know how many fucking people you gotta go through to be fucking to be picked to represent your fucking country in the Olympics? You gotta fucking like, yeah, you gotta be a fucking beast. Like, yeah, has been charged in U.S. federal court with kidnapping and killing a woman who was pregnant with his child, authorities said. Damn, Verdejo was taken into custody in Puerto Rico Sunday for the murder of Keishla Rodriguez Ortiz. Damn, the extra name always gets me with you Spanish people. There's always an extra name in there somewhere. He was charged with kidnapping and carjacking, resulting in death, and intentionally killing an unborn child. Oh, he didn't beat her, or he did. I don't know. Whatever he did, that shit is fucked up. Verdejo, 27, could face the death penalty if he is convicted. Yeah, because that is an atrocious crime. You killed a pregnant woman with her fucking child. You got to make an example. I mean, an attorney for Verdejo was not immediately available for comment because what the fuck are you gonna say? You can't say nothing. You know what I mean? Like, yo, you can't say shit. Like, yo, he fucked up. If you're gonna get on camera and try to give a fucking statement to the media about the nature of what the fuck he did, and it's clear that he did it, I mean, he's 100% fucking guilty. As a defense attorney, what the fuck are you gonna say? What the fuck is gonna be your fight? The only thing you could do is fucking jockey for not getting for the only thing you could do is fight for him to not get the fucking death penalty, to get them to take that shit off the table. That's all you got. That's your only fucking leverage. You know what I mean? Like, you're not gonna get him off. You know what I mean? For one, you know what I mean? Because he's outright guilty. I mean, the only thing you could do is try to get him to take the death penalty off the table. I mean, which is hard, being that you killed a fucking pregnant woman, and on top of that, yeah, you killed a woman, and on top of that, she was pregnant. That's like two fucking murders. I mean, oh man, yeah, he's done. An FBI agent wrote in a federal court affidavit that Rodriguez was killed on Thursday after she met Verdejo to request his help to end her pregnancy. Oh, she wanted to get an abortion. Maybe Verdejo punched Rodriguez in the face, damn, and injected her with a substance before throwing her body over San Juan's Teodoro Moscoso Bridge in the San Jose Lagoon, the agent wrote. Jesus, that's just brutal. Know what I mean? Like, that's just fucking brutal. Maybe he wanted her to keep the fucking child. I don't know. Authorities issued a warrant for his arrest after Rodriguez was reported missing, and investigators interviewed a witness and reviewed surveillance camera footage on cell phone and cell phone records. See, you can't get away with nothing. Like, yo, to be a killer, to be a murderer in this day and age, you really gotta go, like, you gotta be off the fucking grid. And I don't condone that. Don't take that advice. On Sunday, hundreds gathered at the bridge where her body was believed to be dumped. They called for justice for Rodriguez and more to be done to address a spike in gender violence in the U.S. island territory, the Washington Post reported. Damn. Verdejo fought in the lightweight division at the 2012 Olympics. He has a record of 27 wins and 2 losses in the ring. Damn. Well, I guess now you're going to be boxing in prison. If they have a boxing program, maybe. I mean, maybe. Or they might just be like, yo, fuck it, give them the death penalty. Anyway, like, wow. It takes a different motherfucker to do something like that. That story, I was expecting, at least I was expecting them to be like, yo, well, damn, I hit her. Know what I mean? Like, I lost my cool, I hit her. And like, yeah, and she fucking fell and hit her head on the table or some weird shit, some weird freak accident type of shit. Know what I mean? But nah, he knew exactly what he wanted to do to her. Know what I mean? Like, whoa, death draws attention to police putting suspect's face down. Yeah. Know what I mean? Like, yo, y'all be like, oh, I watch cops. Yo, I watch cops and the shit they do to these yo, in some cases, the person they're arresting deserves it, because after the cop tells you to get down, or if the cop tells you, like, I mean, if the cop gives you a command that if he decides he wants to make the fucking arrest, I mean, and he tells you to get down on the ground or whatever you're doing, and you keep trying to like fucking like. Now, I mean, he already made up his mind, man. You're not going to talk your way out of it. Now, I mean, like, and a grown man can take a few cops could take him to take him down without fucking actually hurting him. Now, I mean, if that's what you're looking for as an officer, it can take a good amount of people to take somebody down, especially like if they're drunk. Or I seen one where the dude was on like fucking PCP. It took like 10 cops to take him down. You know what I mean? They tased him. They tased him and all that shit. You know, like, yo, nothing was working. Like, so, yeah, it's common practice for police around the U.S. to place combative suspects face down and press down on their backs with hands and elbows or knees. You got a better, you got, especially nowadays, they killing motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like, they killing motherfuckers, yo. If you find out, if it gets to the point where you know you under arrest, man, just lay down, man. Know what I mean? Just lay down. Don't. Know what I mean? You're not gonna get out of it. Know what I mean? The only way, like, yo, just take it. Take that L. That's my advice. Know what I mean? That's my advice. Know what I mean? Because if that one cop can't get you down, he's gonna have his buddies come in, and then they're gonna start fucking you up. Know what I mean? Like, yo, I seen one on cops. I seen one dude, he won't get out the van. He wouldn't get out his truck. They're like, yo, get out the truck. And the dude keep like saying, like, yo, why would I do something? Why would I do? Why would I do? Know what I mean? Like, yeah. I remember he did the other day. He's like, yo, you got a warrant. Know what I mean? He's like, yo, what I got a warrant for? What do I have a warrant for? Know what I mean? And the cop, like, it doesn't matter. You have a warrant. And the dude kept saying, like, yo, so how you telling me I got a warrant? You won't tell me what it's for. And I was kind of rooting for dude, like, yeah, give him that say. Yo, talk that shit, man. Like, oh, you can't tell me what it's for. You just pull me over, know what I mean, and tell me that I got a warrant. Know what I mean? Like, yo. And dude was like, yo, he was like, yo, get out the truck. Get out the truck. Know what I mean? And he got dude out the truck. Fuck. And then I think the cop had found fucking meth pipe and some meth in the fucking truck. I'm like, oh, I was like, I was rooting for him. I said that shit to the TV too. I was like, I was rooting for you. Nah, man. But in any case, yo, they tell you fucking like, yo, you under arrest or we're detaining you. Nah, man. Like, yo, If you don't want to, if you don't want to toss, if you don't want to tussle with him and have him end up fucking you up, or tasing you, or some shit like that, or some weird situation where they fucking knee is in your back and your face down on the ground and you can't breathe. Know what I mean? Like, yo, just take that, just take it. Know what I mean? And when you go before, yeah, you better off in front of a judge. Know what I mean? Than you are in front of these cops once they decide that they want to take you down, once they want to arrest you. They are supposed to do it for an extended period because that can lead to injuries or death. But what length of time is appropriate? There is no way to gauge what length of time is appropriate because you don't know if somebody has a medical condition. You don't know if they just freaking out. Know what I mean? Because you're doing this to them and something like trigger some fucking type of like shock or something like that. There is no motherfucking way to gauge how long is fucking appropriate. The question of and the question and the face down method are in the spotlight after police video released last week show officers in Northern California struggling with the man for more than 5 minutes as he lay face down. That's too long. He died 2 days later after the video became public, and a jury of in Southern Carolina awarded more than $2 million to the family of a homeless man who died in 2018. After officers in Anaheim used a similar technique, yeah, you got it. Yo, police, you gotta find a better way now. Nah, man, you gotta find a better way because you don't know what health condition somebody is in. You don't know if they're in peak physical health to take that type of stress to the fucking body. Know what I mean? Like, you don't know. Know what I mean? Like for real. Know what I mean? It's known as positional asphyxia. Know what I mean? And legislation police oppose as either vague or unnecessary, given that most departments already, okay, these, yeah, they say most departments are already starting to restrict the practice. This does not mean that a police officer can no longer restrain anyone when they need to for public safety, but it will mean that they cannot keep anyone from breathing, losing oxygen when restraining them. Fair enough. You know what I mean, like Democratic Assemblyman Mike Gibson said in a statement. You know what I mean, he cited George Floyd's death in Minneapolis last year, who was face down as an officer knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. And this dude died, and they only did that shit for five. So what the fuck, man? Know what I mean? Like, yo, once you get somebody detained and you get the cuffs on them, you should get the fuck off of them. Know what I mean? Get the fuck off of them and stand them up, and you're going, and that's it. That's your arrest right there. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, man. Like, yo, y'all just fucking. And I think some cops do that shit out of like trying to flex authority. I think that's what it really is. Know what I mean? Yo, you're overdoing it. Know what I mean? Like, yo, you tripping right now. And if you're somebody's partner and you see somebody doing that shit, you should be the big, yo, you should be the bigger man and be like, yo, you gotta get off of him, yo. He's detained. Yo, we got him. Know what I mean? We slap the cuffs on him like, yo, it's over. Get up off of him. Know what I mean? And that'll probably save your fucking job and save his. Know what I mean? He might be so pumped full of fucking adrenaline that he might be pissed at the time, like, yo, like, you my partner, you know what we supposed to, but then he might thank you after he calmed down. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, man, yo, that shit is wild, yo. I'll take a sip of that. Yeah, man. See, I don't know. Because every time I got arrested, I mean, I never gave them a hard time. The only time they had me on the ground, the only time they had me on the ground, they had me on the ground on Route 1 on the major highway. They stopped traffic and fucking had me face down on the ground, but they just had their gun on me. Know what I mean? They didn't have to fucking put their knee on my back and all types of shit like that. They didn't have to do that. Know what I mean? And they put the cuffs on me, and that was it. I'm off to the motherfucking cell. Know what I mean? That's it. And then the other time was when they raided my crib. Know what I mean? They handcuffed us and made us sit on the floor until they finished raiding the crib. That's it. Know what I mean? Because, yo, if you gotta arrest me, then that means like whatever I'm doing, it's already over. Now I mean, obviously, whatever I was doing, I fucked up somewhere along the line. If you gotta arrest me, so what am I fighting against? Now I mean, because it's clear that whatever I was doing, I'm dead fucking wrong. Now I mean, and after the cop arrests you, that's up for a judge to figure out. Now I mean, I don't know, man. It's a weird situation, especially with all this shit happening. Like, I mean, Florida governor lifts all COVID restrictions, and I'm pretty sure y'all, they don't give a fuck about y'all down in Florida, yo. Yo, they don't give a fuck about y'all down in Florida. They want you out in Miami, and they want you out in these motherfucking places spending that fucking money. Yeah, people want to travel. You want to take a Want to, yeah, they want to let that tourism come in. Yeah, you come from all over the country. I don't give a fuck. We want that motherfucking money. That tourist money. Yeah, fly on in. Come on in. Everything is wide the fuck open. They don't give a fuck about y'all, yo. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday lifted all COVID-19 restrictions in the U.S. state, citing the effectiveness and availability of the vaccines. I think it's still a little early. Nah, man, I think it's still a little early to put so much faith in a vaccine. I'd take it if my job told me to. You know what I mean? I'll take it if my job like told me to, but I'm not like, yeah, I social distance and I fucking wear my mask and I live alone and I work in an environment where I don't have to be close to anybody. Nah, man, I don't have to get up close on anybody for anything during the whole fucking day. So I think I'm good on that. I mean, DeSantis signed a law invalidating local emergency orders, which impose restrictions due to COVID-19 effective from July 1st, and then signed an executive order that bridges the gap between now and then. That's the evidence thing to do, the Republican governor said. Nearly 9 million people out of the total 23 million residents have had at least one dose of the vaccine in Florida. Damn. At this point, the people that haven't been vaccinated is certainly not because of a lack of supply or a lack of availability. Yeah. This enabled vaccinate. Okay. DeSantis, a potential 2024 presidential candidate. He's not wasting any time. He's jockeying for position by doing this shit, by lifting that fucking restriction. With many Donald Trump, who was popular with many Donald Trump supporters, criticized the strict security measures that remain in place elsewhere in the United States. Yeah, because we're fucking smart. Yeah, because we're not trying to fucking we're not trying to be people pleasers. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we're trying to fucking like stay. We're trying to make sure we're treading lightly. You know what I mean? We're not fucking putting all our eggs in one basket just yet. You know what I mean? Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are available. I'm deeply concerned by this decision. We are still in a public health emergency. Yes, said Daniela Levine Cava, Democratic mayor of Miami-Dade County, the most populous in the state, right? You know what I mean? Like, yo, everybody, Fewer than half our residents have been vaccinated, and we face a growing threat from variants. I mean, was putting his own and Rick Kreisman, St. Petersburg mayor, said DeSantis was putting his own ambitions above health policy. Yeah, that's what I just said. This isn't for the protection of Floridians. This is exactly what I was saying. He said this is for politics, and that's not what it's supposed to be. He fucking nailed it. He fucking nailed it. I mean, like, yeah. He's fucking tripping. Open everything up. You get these people all climbing over each other and breathing on fucking each other and everything and partying and doing all types of shit. And all of a sudden, you gotta close everything back down again. I mean, like, no. Let's not do that. Yeah. I mean, like, yo, with that, I'm gonna wrap it up. I mean, thank you guys for listening. If you listen, I mean, if it fucks with the show, follow me, find me on Twitter, tweet out at me, let me know. Man, like, go at Rise and Shine, RYEZNSHYNE. Yeah. I still gotta close my eyes real tight when when I'm spelling it, but I think I got it down. Instagram Taco Meat 05, TACOMEAT, or just find me on Facebook, Avery Johnson. And with that, adios. Have a good night, y'all. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. Peace.